Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, as we continue, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's getting hot out here.
Oh, I'm sweating. I'm drenched. Not as bad as Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk might have heat stroke in a moment. Chris Forsyth, I think he dropped dead on the hill somewhere. I don't know if he's alive.
He's all sweaty. I don't know what's happening here.
We're going to have to... Kirk, fan him down with a tennis racket. I don't want him dropping dead.
Chris, come here a second.
This is why you don't drink bourbon at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Chris Forsyth, who was just in... Where were you at?
South Philly.
No, Japan. Japan.
Oh, well, Japan as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's where we
why,
were.
What?
Travel.
Why are you drenched in sweat?
Because the bus dropped me off like 3 miles down the road, and I had to walk all the way up here.
Oh, I'm
sorry. What time did you start cocktailing?
You want to see what's in my backpack?
No. Are you on the Epstein list?
All right.
I'm not on the Epstein list.
Good.
Chris Forsyth, what do you want to do?
Woo, woo.
There we go. Nice job.
Nice job,
Chris Forsyth.
Yeah, he just photobombed us as well. Good work out of him. We're live at 1260 Wilmington Pike, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester.
We need to do a breathalyzer test on him one day and just see what his alcohol content is.
Although, with coffee, I might fail just the odor aspect of the breathalyzer test. Coffee breath is just awful.
By the way, Brandywine Valley SPCA will be here any minute. And we want to get these dogs adopted. So please make sure you're stopping by. We already have a huge crowd out here. So please make sure you're stopping by. We want to get these dogs adopted before they even get off the truck.
Right.
So, like, as soon as their paws, their little cute paws, hit the pavement, I want them adopted.
You know, I actually think one man could drive more people here if we just tee him up right now. Maybe the 47th president of the United States,
uh-oh,
who's with us right now on Zoom, could maybe put out a plea to have people show up and adopt a dog. What do you say, Mr. President?
Well, I would say you need to get there. You need to adopt our furry friends. You know, these are beautiful dogs, talented dogs. They're not like Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi, who died like a dog, right? No, not like that type of dog. He was a mangy mutt. We're talking about people who are, and dogs who are beautiful and cute. You know, you look at cute, you know, you look at me, and they call me the Golden Retriever because I have a beautiful head of hair and I retrieve greatness, right? I retrieve beautiful things for our country. A lot of wealth. We're retrieving the Golden Age and we're doing so much. But you look at it, the dogs that are out, they're coming out, they want to be adopted. And we want to get to them before bad people get to them. So
yes,
you better get out here,
President,
and get a dog, right? You want to get a dog. They call it man's best friend. It's man's best friend. Get a beautiful, talented, little scruffy little dog. You got to get a dog.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. We really appreciate that. The Brandywine Valley SPCA. And by the way, you can stop by and lease a Mercedes-Benz,
right? That's right. And I actually realized this back in December when we came here for the grand reopening.
Yep.
That you can lease a Mercedes and you could save. I could get a Mercedes for less than I'm paying for my Honda Ridgeline truck.
I mean, that's amazing.
I'm going to come there because I need
a Mercedes. I need a Mercedes because I'm giving away my Tesla. You know all about it, right? So I'm going to do it. I'll be there. So when you get your dog,
right,
you also get a beautiful car for your dog, too.
Thank you, Mr. President. By the way, if you're just driving by on Wilmington Pike, right in front of the Mercedes-Benz dealership, give us a honk if you can't stop in. Wawa provided food and beverages, so thank you, Wawa. So stop on by. All right, let's get back into the Trump-Elon thing. We'll get to Fight Club in 4 minutes. Fight Club, 4 minutes. So make sure you're make sure you're getting over to YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHD to see Fight Club. Thomas Massey weighed in. And it looks like he's siding. He's Team Elon, guys.
Yeah.
Are you surprised about that?
I think it's Thomas Massey and Rand Paul, if I recall.
I know. It's disappointing. Look, again, from a policy standpoint, they're probably on Elon's team, but I don't think they endorse Elon's conduct, or they shouldn't.
No.
26, Phil.
Should not be personal. I trust the math from the guy that lands rockets backwards over the politician's math. I think that patient is on life support, and if the Senate thinks they're going to rehabilitate it and rewrite it, I think they're endangering this patient.
I'd go with Trump politically.
There you go.
I mean, I agree as far as the rewriting of this. I've heard people, now Marjorie Taylor Greene of all people, after earlier this week admitting She did not read the entire bill, which made my head explode into 14 pieces. Now she, I believe, is against the bill completely, if I saw the headline last night correctly. And this is one of these things where we've got what? I think the math now, there's what, 41 days that this has to be done and completed, or we're all SOL with the one big beautiful bill, at least if you're in Trump's camp?
Yeah, the Marjorie Taylor Greene not reading the bill before voting on it is interesting, because then she lashed out at someone else who was like, you know, who highlighted that. She was like, well, for all the perfect people who've never made a mistake, it's like, Marjorie, you are elected to pass legislation. You're supposed to read the bill. I'm not telling you that it's easy to read 1,162 pages in 2 days, but you have a team. The inner workings of this bill and a lot of the language of this bill has been available for public consumption for weeks. Okay, Congress has been off. You guys have been. You were on vacation last week. You couldn't read the woman. Yep. You were so. Brian Glenn is probably reading her to Three Little Pigs before she goes to bed. You know, and
I
read
know.
The freaking bill.
I mean, think about that.
I've had it with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've had it with people like Ana Paulina Luna. She wants to come out and start whining about, oh, this isn't fair. You are the one who delayed half of this thing to talk about voting by proxy. I mean, I've just had it with these. I don't know. Policy wise, I probably agree with 95% of them, of what they say. They shouldn't be in office. I'm sorry. They're doing a horrible job.
Yeah.
A horrible job.
You are almost saying verbatim what I said on Tuesday's show, that you have a lady that, I mean, think about this. Some human beings, God bless their soul, they can read a book in a day. And it can be 350 pages. They read it in 10 hours. They're done. This lady and others in Congress have had weeks, and they have a team. They have a staff. They could have divvied it up. Hey, you read the first 100 pages. Take notes. If you have questions, we'll jot it down. And then it's like, well, had I have known it was in there, I would not have voted yes. It's your job. That's like filling out a contract and not reading the fine print. And then you're like, well, had I have known on page 7 that there was an out clause, blah, 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 I wouldn't have agreed to this. Read the fine print.
Well,
and
Nick,
by the way,
what's crazy about
this,
too?
These people, they get off for August. They don't work in August. Take your vacation in August.
Not only do they have a staff, okay, which is normally bloated and filled with people who don't really do much, but we also live in the day and age of artificial intelligence. So you can even have help summarizing the big words, Marjorie, right? I mean, you could upload some of it. Like when we were talking about the continuing resolution back at the end of December, there were people uploading the entire omnibus bill into Grok and ChatGPT and finding out where all the pork was in 5 minutes. You just have to try a little bit in order to do your job well these days.
All right, we will get to Fight Club in just 1 second. But before we do that, I wanted to hear from Elon Musk himself. This is our buddy, comedian Alex Byron, who does an Elon Musk then and now. This is Cut 20, Phil. Roll this.
Yeah, I've never heard the president tell a lie. So, he's a really great man, and I would say I love President Trump. It's love, and what he's going to do for the country is, you know, really impressive.
Look at the head.
He's a fat pig, and he's on the Epstein list. You know, it's like, do you like debt? Well, here's some debt. Really stupid, orange, and my pronouns are they them, and there's unlimited genders. I love my daughter. So yeah.
He's got the shirt unbuttoned, too.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Did you notice the little head spin?
Yep.
Like he was a, zooted?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, post for a picture really quick.
Oh, we got to post for a picture.
What's up, Dan? Pose for a picture.
Live photo,
Dan Piazza here.
Let's pose for the benefits of flash photography.
The owner of lovely Mercedes-Benz of Westchester here on 1260 Wilmington Pike. Thank you for your hospitality. We're going to get these dogs adopted for you.
Yes.
By the way, Fight Club coming up in just 1 second. But I see a couple over here with a puppy. Who's the – here, come here a second, guys.
14 years old, this little
– what's your name?
Al.
Al, and what's the puppy's name?
This is Gracie.
Oh, look at the cute
dog. Oh, my God. Look at a little tutu.
And what's your name?
It's a Pomeranian, right?
Mira, very nice to meet you guys. Thank you for coming out. You know,
sweet little doggy with a yellow tutu.
With the bananas.
With the bananas. That's a tariffed tutu.
It's a theme.
It's a theme. I get you. Brandywine Valley SPCA will be out here, I guess, very soon. And Hopefully, you know, more dogs like this one will be adopted. So thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Al adopted her from day one, basically.
Yes.
She's 14. Oh.
She was the run of the litter.
Nobody
beautiful.
Wanted her. Nobody wanted
her. Oh, my God. Look at her. She's adorable. Adorable.
14 years later.
What a beauty.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
14 years. Now, how many is that in dog years?
Times seven.
Times seven?
700 years old.
So that dog definitely has already lived longer than I ever will.
All right, Jimmy, hit it.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal ratings.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
All right, this Fight Club has been submitted by our good friend, Senator Edder, who knows that I love good fights, but he also knows that I hate Walmart. So this fight is both a good fight and at Walmart. I'm not sure the location of Walmart, but get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Are you ready to see some fighting?
Let's get it on, as Mills Lane would say.
Fights equal ratings, right, Sean Farish?
That's right, fights equal ratings.
All right, let's roll this.
Oh, another one.
Look at curb stomping.
That's Walmart.
Look at that.
Hello.
Walmart.
Hello.
This is happening in the produce aisle at Walmart.
Whoa.
What does she have?
She has a bat or something.
No, it's one of those. It's one of those posts that they connect the velvet ropes to.
Okay. Oh!
Look at this.
Wow. Look at. Oh. Wow. It's amazing.
Self-checkout's being destroyed. Oh, look at that swing.
Mickey Mouse came running back.
Yep.
Can you imagine walking into Walmart and just seeing this? I guarantee you it happened after like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
One of those, Walmarts that are open all
day. Yeah. Walmart rolling back skulls every day. Unbelievable.
Oh, there you go.
This is why
I never know what starts these.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing needs to start them, right? Dawn. Nothing needs to start it. It's just, you know, somebody looks at somebody the wrong way and it turns into World War III.
This is why I'm a target guy. Happy to welcome Walmart on as a sponsor, though, if they would like.
All right. Well, we have people over here for on the YouTube. Let me.
By the way, are we picking the winner today as well? Or are we going to go?
Oh, you know what? I didn't even go through this with Phil.
Okay.
So I would say no.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it on Monday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's do it on Monday.
Okay.
This week, because I didn't. You know, we have a lot going on today. Our job is to get the dogs adopted. So that is what we are doing today. So Brandywine Valley SPCA, we'll be out here soon. We played this this TikToker, this one that hangs out at Disney World and, you know, looks for fights. This person is demonstrated on a corn dog what their upcoming surgery is going to look like.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Oh.
It's a good thing I haven't had a croissant or a sizzly.
So, guys, you might want to cover yourself for this one. This is cut 11. Roll it.
I think Disney's going to ban me for this one. My corn dog is still intact. I'm not happy about that.
Oh,
but
boy.
Sadly,
those
it takes a long
Mickey Mouse
time
ears?
To turn a corn dog.
Yes,
oh, no.
yes, Sean, they are.
Dog. I do hair removal every week for 2 hours straight. It is not fun or easy. But once that is finally done, hopefully by the end of the year, they are going to take my corn dog. These ears do not want to stay on. They are going to cut it down the middle. This is not the best way for this. They will then take off the outer lining of the corn dog.
Look at the ketchup.
Okay, I'm actually impressed that I'm doing this good of a job.
Where's the mustard?
So, flip it inside out and make something of a tunnel. This tunnel will then become, well...
Tunnel.
You know, my hands are disgusting.
What's wrong with
now, you might be asking why I would
your
do
hands
this,
are
why
disgusting.
Anyone would do this. It sounds not
and
fun. And
like
I agree
plastic
with you.
Knife.
I'm not looking forward to
plastic
that recovery
knife.
Process. But know that this is not a decision that any of us take lightly. Our corn dogs do serve a purpose. But at the end of the day, I just don't like having it. It's not me. mean. I look at it in the mirror and it's like, ugh, can we do something about that? And it turns out we can. But until then, I am making the most of my final days with my corn dog. Farewell to this thing that has served me not very well, but is what I was born with. It did its duty.
Oh my
R.I.P.
God. Oh yeah. My God.
Well, if you want to adopt a corn dog later today, I guess you could grab one of those.
Gives a whole new meaning to Tower to Tunnels.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Put on hold.
I mean, even Lorena Bobbitt thinks this is excessive.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. No.
Can you imagine?
No.
The mental illness that has to go into wanting to get this done.
Troy, do you have any thoughts on this? Troy, do you want to jump in and give your commentary?
A great engineer.
I mean, my God, you know. First of all, the corn dog is trash. Trash item. The corn dog, completely overrated.
They're good, though.
You think the corn dog's good?
Yeah,
they
are good.
Oh, there's so many other ways I would prefer my dog as opposed to a corn dog.
Speaking of dogs.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
I mean, you give me all beef. You want to give me a pork. You want to go kosher. You want to go grill. You want to fry it.
Yeah.
Deep fry it. Corn dog, no. I'm not a corn dog guy.
Yeah.
And I definitely won't be after watching that video.
Sean, do you want to weigh in on this mental... You want to weigh in on this mental patient?
Yeah. There's a very simple procedure or protocol that I recommend for people who behave like this. It's called small room, big needle, long nap. Okay? You put them in a small room. You wrap them up very tightly in one of those nice little jackets that restrict movement incredibly efficiently. You jab them with a very big needle, and that makes them take a very long nap. When they wake up from the nap, if their behavior has not improved, you repeat step 1 through 3. Back to the small room, into the jacket, with the needle, and you go back for the nap. Until you improve, the naps will continue until morale improves, essentially.
Yeah, agreed.
And look, I'm pro-nap. We know that.
Yeah. Hideous.
Bring back
the Brandywine Valley SPCA has arrived. They're here.
I see the cruiser.
The cruiser is here. The pups
just
have arrived. Okay.
Unleash and unload the dogs.
I'm calling on everybody right now. I'm not kidding this time. I will torture this audience. I will play Kamala Harris and AOC on a loop.
Please don't
until
do
we
that.
Get all of these all of these dogs adopted. Come down to Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike. Come down right now. The dogs are up for adoption officially after this commercial break. So make sure you show up, and let's get these dogs adopted. Let's show the power of 1210 WPHD. Get these dogs adopted right now.
All right. We'll continue with the cut sheet, Dawn's Big Three.
I'm not kidding, by the way.
No?
Uh-oh.
Look, it's fine by me. I got to be here till 12. I'll take a breather if you want to keep torturing people. Big Three is coming up at 9:30, and then we'll wrap up with Sean Farish. We're back after this. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, it's a Friday morning as we are live outside of Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. Piazza Auto Group, get on out here. 1260 Wilmington Pike, the Brandywine Valley SPCA has arrived. The dogs, I believe, are here.
Yeah.
The van has pulled in. I see some cages coming in. Oh, yep, they're here.
Oh,
they are ready.
Come on.
It is time to be a good Samaritan.
Kirk, can you show the setup? And Phil, can you do the...
We're setting up the Brandywine Valley SPCA tent.
Yep.
Yes.
Beautiful thing, because we got to make sure the dogs are in the shade, have a little water.
We're at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike. People, please come on by. I want to get these dogs adopted before they even get them off the truck. So let's go. Come on out here. Yeah. Join us now. What are you doing? It's a beautiful Friday. It's a gorgeous day.
It is beautiful out here.
I just asked the most generous audience on all of radio that you be generous and adopt one of these pups that needs a home. Because I need to cleanse my soul.
Yes. And if he doesn't get a soul cleansing, he is going to club you over the head with Kamala on loop. And nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to hear that. Sean Farish is with us as we continue Farish Friday, and Stalker has a couple of clips left to get to.
So I wanted to get to this one. I meant to get this yesterday, but TMZ, you know TMZ, they have a new documentary out that alleges there was a fifth plane on 9/11 that was covered up by the FBI. So we've heard a lot of conspiracy theories about 9/11 before. Yeah. I've never heard this one. In a new documentary, TMZ interviewed three flight attendants and the pilot, who were on Flight United 23. After being evacuated from the plane, the pilot says they later found that the hatch on the bottom of the plane had been open. The airplane was locked and sealed when I left the airplane, so something else was going on that I could not explain. The flight crew said there were four, quote, Arabs on the plane who demanded that the flight take off when flight attendants tried giving them food. One of the men had requested to see the cockpit before takeoff. The crew says they were interviewed by the FBI but never heard back and never found out if the men were questioned or not. Can we play a little bit of this, the trailer for this documentary? Cut nine.
Taller, well-built gentleman in a tan suit. A young boy about 6 to 7 years old. A woman in a hijab. And a gentleman that appeared to be a type of bodyguard.
My name is Sandy Thorngren. I was a flight attendant on Flight 23 on September 11, 2001. I was working in the business galley. I had gotten out, walked down the aisleway going up to first class, and I noticed there were four people in first class. What struck me at that time was there was a woman wearing a burqa. I figured it was a woman because that's who wears that. The opening of the headdress was very tight and could barely see his eyes. I did explain to our purser that I thought that that wasn't a woman, it was actually a man.
I was absolutely convinced it was a man.
Trans terrorist.
Absolutely. There was no doubt in my mind.
It was a man, and I could tell by the size of his hands.
He had hair on his hands.
It was definitely a male underneath that burqa.
All right. You can stop it now.
Could have been Dylan Mulvaney.
Thoughts?
United Flight 23. If you have multiple people, flight personnel, of the same belief and opinion, I could see that. Remember, the one that crashed in western Pennsylvania that never made its intended target. Would not surprise me in the least if there were other planes, other flights, other terrorists. I mean, there's if you watch the clip, TMZ has the full thing coming out. I think it's about 39 minutes long. Later in the documentary, there's a guy in the back row who was sweating profusely. Actually, worse than Captain Kirk is right now running this remote. And he was also another guy that was saying, I don't want food. Let's just get up in the air. Now, how do people turn down free food or food that was given in their flight purchase because they're that adamant about getting up in the air? And why would you want to see the cockpit? I've never wanted to see a cockpit. Then again, I've never wanted to crash a plane into a building.
My one question, and then we'll get Sean and Dawn's take on it. But my one question is 30 years later, or however many years later, not 30, 25 years later.
25.
Since 2001.
This is the first time we're hearing of this, really? Like, nobody's ever uncovered this before? Yeah, TMZ has the secret?
Well, maybe these people came forward.
Well, I won't go off evidence of, people saying somebody looked a certain way.
Sure.
The fact that the plane's pilots have spoken out, and that's significant to me, that the pilot felt there were some suspicious activities and that there's some so altogether then, you do have to wonder, why didn't we know more about it and what happened to these individuals? And did they just decide, hey, we've got a chance to have a pretty good life here in America, and we're going to blend in and not do this and kill ourselves?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
Did they turn informant?
I can't believe
Were they given a new identity?
An alleged terrorist that was a man trying to identify on a flight as a girl. I thought they chopped heads off over there for that stuff.
Sean Farris, your thoughts?
I saw something going around about this yesterday on social media, and I thought I saw somebody say that, that the United 23 thing wasn't necessarily new information that it's been. It's the first I've heard of it, but new information. It's not new information that's been around for a while, but this documentary is new and it's hitting YouTube. So I don't know how I feel about it. I'd have to watch the whole thing first. I wouldn't be shocked. I'll put it that way. I wouldn't be shocked if this was something new, and I certainly wouldn't be shocked if, you know, if the FBI and Intel decided they were going to cover it up and not let anybody know about it. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, right.
But what if they turn somebody into a confidential informant and then put them into a witness protection situation? Your next door neighbor could be somebody who gave up the information, who decided they want to live the American life. That's the most plausible explanation as to why.
That's fair.
If they have these people, they say, hey, you know, you can live a great life in America and suburbia, raise your kids, and give us the intel.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then they can't disclose it, you know, can't disclose it.
Yeah, it's true. All right, are you ready for a big three? You want to do a big three?
Sure.
All right, Jimmy Kelly, can you hit it, please?
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Boy, that was loud. Holy Jesus.
Stop the hammering.
We're jamming. Well, we do have a tentative budget deal.
Wow.
That's my tease, because headlines are teases. Philadelphia City Council, it's not the better, it's not the beautiful bill, it's not big, but it's Philadelphia City Council reaching this agreement with Mayor Sherelle Parker's administration. Hey, Jimmy, just lower the guitar music just a little bit, because it's overwhelming a little bit.
It is.
Mayor Sherelle Parker's administration, thank you, my dear, for a tentative $6.8 billion budget for 26, includes $2 billion toward a housing program, because we have a affordable housing crisis right now. So they're reporting this tentative deal. Good thing for the Parker administration voting to give the preliminary approval, $6.8 billion, and so they're very happy about this. Build, preserve, restore 30,000 housing units in the city. This was obviously one of her campaign promises, and it includes $30 million for anti-violence grant money. Anti-violence. And so this is also funding for more body-worn cameras for Philadelphia police officers. Remember, we've talked about this, that the police want this, but we haven't had all the money. So believe it or not, not all of our cops have the cameras. Remember, we talked about that issue with state police, Pennsylvania State Police, you know, who had endorsed Governor Shapiro, and they said, wait a minute, where's our funding?
Yep.
So we want to get these body cams. This allows, in Philadelphia, it pays for more body cams. Also including the $67 million for new Forensic Science Center, $350 million grants to pave streets in the city, plug up the potholes. That's a good thing. And so making them more wheelchair accessible, all that good stuff, compliance with federal laws. So just to give you some headlines. We have the Cape May Zoo welcoming in a new addition, because we're talking about adopting animals today. So there's an animal theme. So this is Grant's zebra herd. And we have a baby zebra. It's the first male zebra, because this is the year of the male.
You know, it's about time the man got back in charge. Enough of this female nonsense, all right? Now I got to stand up for my people here.
Yeah.
Woo! We got a little applause for that one. These particular zebras, the reason I chose this story, these particular zebras are known for their naps.
Oh.
So they're having a naming contest.
The story gets better and better. Make men and naps great again.
I love it.
That's what I'm going to run on.
Whoa.
By the way, can I just interrupt the fun and frivolity? Remember last week we made a plea for people to come out, and Nick said he would wear a wig if somebody brought one out?
That's fake news.
No. What's your name?
I'm sorry.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Albert.
Albert.
Or you may know me as Tuna Fang from...
Tuna Fang!
Woo!
Tuna Fang is here.
Tuna Fang from YouTube chat.
And it's a Farish Friday. Whoa. We usually have tuna heist.
And he brought a wig because... Nick Kale, you said you would wear one.
I will.
We share, it's going on right now. Camaraderie with that.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's the deal. But putting this on here, we need to get one of these dogs adopted. So I'm telling everybody right now, I need one of these dogs adopted. Nick,
before this goes on.
Well,
or do you want it on
what
now?
What are we going to do? I'll do you decide. I'm going to do the number three for Big Three.
Thank
really
you.
Quick.
Thank you.
The search for Bigfoot, and I'm not talking about Nick Cale's Bigfoot in the bear.
Oh, it's gross.
Letitia James season's here,
Jesus,
baby.
Put those away.
Do you guys see this?
Smell.
Letitia James' Bigfoot?
Where's the... Do you have the do you have the sign?
I always got my props.
Yeah,
where's the props at?
Woo. Don't feed the Sasquatch. Do not.
There it is.
Right there, Letitia. Sorry. James. There she is. Sorry. Yeah.
So there's a lot of room for Sasquatch to roam in the Allegheny Wilds. That's the story. Some 30,000 people are expected in Pennsylvania for the Bigfoot Festival.
How did I miss this?
So it's going to be a yeah.
Waste of time.
See what I'm saying? Pennsylvania Great Outdoors Visitors Bureau talking about Pennsylvania Bigfoot Hunt. And so we got this going on. I thought that was number, that was fun for our Big Three.
Does anybody right. believe that that Bigfoot's real?
Yes.
You do?
He's the Attorney General
hang on,
of New
hang
York.
On.
Hang on. Well, we've got a Bigfoot
this
truther
is,
here.
This is Festy Guy?
Yes. When I was hitchhiking and going through California on the Bald Hills Road near Oreck, I swear to you, I heard something crashing around in the woods behind the redwood trees, and there's nothing that big and heavy that could make that kind of a noise.
Yeah. Except Rosie
O'Donnell.
And
if you do your research on like, the local native people that live out there have all kinds of stories about the Sasquatch.
So,
really?
So we can find Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden, but we can't find Bigfoot.
Hey,
there are some great shows.
Thanks.
There are some great shows on TV about finding Bigfoot.
Oh yeah, my wife watches all of them.
I watched 12 seasons of one of them. No, 6 seasons of one of them, and it's fun like to watch it. But like every noise, like if you hear like a squirrel, they're like. It was a young Bigfoot. And I'm like, oh, it's a young Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Got it. You know, it's wild.
This guy. I like this.
It's
guy.
It's a young Bigfoot. Sorry, Sean. There's a puppy here. So Dawn has been. Dawn. Yeah. Look at the little baby.
Oh.
What's? Can somebody from the SPCA come over here?
And
hi.
Of
hey.
Of course.
Here. What's? What's this? First of all, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Sarah Smith.
Hi, Sarah. And what's the doggy's name?
The one I'm holding is Rusty.
Hello, Rusty.
What's up, Rusty?
Baby. Yes.
And who's Dawn holding?
And Dawn is holding, I believe that's Claystone.
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 And these dogs are available for adoption, right?
That's correct. Claystone's a puppy. And then our Rusty here is about 4 years old, found as a stray. He's so sweet, a little dog. Claystone probably be a you know, more like a medium to large dog.
Now, is Claystone some sort of Labrador mix?
Sure looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, they put Claystone looks like my buddy boy.
Oh,
my God. Dawn's going home with the dog.
Dawn is going to start crying.
Oh, boy. Hey, Larry, Dawn's coming home with some baggage.
So please come out here. Please come out here right now. 1260 Wilmington Pike, Westchester, PA. Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. We're right out front. You cannot miss us. There's a big group of people out here. These dogs are all being adopted or are all up for adoption. We need to do this. I'm calling on the generosity of the 1210 listeners.
You know
please.
What? If Dawn doesn't want Claystone, I might take him. That's a good ring to it. Claystone Kale.
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do. I'll bring my 5-year-old lab, who's not nearly as behaved as this guy, and I'll give you my lab, and I'll take this one home.
Sean, how do you think your cats would react if we shipped a dog to you in Tennessee?
No, it just wouldn't work. So one of my cats behaves like a lion. She doesn't like anything. I'll tell you, the dog would get it's you know what kicked. Unfortunately, we can't do that. Sorry.
Oh my God! Is that a Jack Russell? Oh, you're killing you're killing me here. You're killing me here. This is near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
All right,
I
please
Jack very well.
Please come
Jack
out.
Jack Russell was a great guy.
You see, that's interesting. Jack Russell's near and dear to Greg's heart. Jack Daniels is near and dear to mine. That's the difference between Nick and Greg.
Mine too.
All right,
Nick.
I'm asking everybody right now. Please come out and adopt these dogs. By the way, you can see them on YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. Everybody doing fantastic camera work.
There's
out there.
There's Rusty.
There's Rusty. 1260 Wilmington Pike, Westchester, PA, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, please come out and get these dogs up for adoption. I'm calling on 1210 listeners.
Great dog name, by the way, Rusty.
Rusty.
Can't name your child Rusty. Yeah. That's a bad name for a kid, but a great name for a dog.
Sean, we're gonna say goodbye because I know you have your own show to get to at 10 o'clock. So we appreciate you, my friend.
Oh, a lot of fun as always, and fight of the week is definitely Trump versus Elon. So
that a boy, Sean Ferris. Thank you so much, pal.
See you, man.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right, there he is. Have a great weekend. Sean Ferris with us every Friday starting at 7:45 for the Cut Sheet. All right, we'll come back, put the wrap on this show. Dawn show is going to continue. Greg and I are going to stick around. So we'll be here until noon, but we'll come back with the typical bells and whistles on a Friday. We've got Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip. We've got Phil Lomquist with Today in Music History. And I shall don
the
wig.
The wig. We need a dog adopted. We need a dog adopted, and then Nick will put on the wig.
After.
A dog must be adopted. Nick will put on the wig. So we're calling everybody to come out right now.
If you don't see me with the wig between now and noon, that means you guys failed. I was willing. Just saying. Back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we are live this morning. Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike, Piazza Auto Group, Brandywine Valley, SPCA. The puppies are playing. Yeah. Rusty, I think there's about a 20% chance that Rusty will be adopted by Greg Stocker before the end of the show. I think Rusty Stocker has a great ring to it. It makes total sense. And we will, Stocker's been guilt-tripping everybody else. I think Dawn and I should start guilt-tripping Stocker into taking home a dog. That would lead to a great Friday dinner with the wife and the child.
By the way, we're out here 1260 Wilmington Pike, the Piazza dealership, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. A lot of people honking as they're going by, but please stop by because we need to get these dogs adopted. At the very least, you can donate. So please, the Brandywine Valley SPCA very graciously donated their time, and they brought some dogs here. We need to get these dogs adopted. Nick is not wearing this wig until we get one of these dogs adopted.
That's right.
So let's go. I need somebody out here prontissimo.
There you go.
Prontissimo.
All right. We'll find out what occurred today in music history as well as what's on tap for the Dawn Show in a moment. But first, Jimmy Kelly, what do you have lined up for our Friday Morning Mystery Movie Clip?
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You have proved your superior intellect and defeated the plans of Admiral. You do not need to defeat him again.
He tasks me. He tasks me, and I shall have him. I'll chase him round the moons of Nibia and round the Antares maelstrom and round perdition's flames before I give him up.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210 and you could win this great prize.
Not the slightest clue, but I'm not eligible. Call our 12-855-839-1210. I believe we have more concert tickets.
Yes,
right?
We have Ringo Starr and his all-star band live at the Mann Music Center June 15th. Great tickets. Caller
12.
At 855-839-1210. By the way, you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Ticketmaster.com. Good luck by that. By the way, still, you know, a lot of people showing up here to look at these dogs. I'm expecting some adoptions here, people. I'm expecting some adoptions. Let's go.
Yes.
Come on.
And Rusty's got like some great chin hair. This is like a Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
He's growing here.
Hello, baby.
Solid work out of the Rust.
Hello,
man.
Baby.
Atta boy.
Yep.
All right, Phil Lomquist, dazzle us with a Friday edition of what happened today in music history, shall you?
What happened on this day in music history?
June 6th, we celebrate the birthdays of Gary U.S. Bonds, who's 86, and Steve Vai, who's 65. We also lost Dr. John on this day in 2019, as well as Robin Crosby from Rat in 2002. Sing the Coot, Only the Lonely by Roy Orbison in 1960, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Stones in 65. Albert could the debut from Looking Glass in 72. The Cars debut in 78. City of Evil from Avenged Sevenfold in 2005. And Brittany Fox's debut in 88. Also in 2017, the site of Woodstock Festival was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. In 62, the first Beatles recording session took place at Abbey Road Studios. And in 71, the Ed Sullivan Show aired its final show. But lastly, on this day in 92, GNR's November Rain video debuted on MTV. And I guarantee you'll hear some of what I just mentioned tomorrow night as a new edition of This Week in Music History airs at 11 p.m. For Kale & Company, I am Phil.
All the Phil timers out there. All right. Good luck tomorrow night, Phil. We'll be listening, and I'm sure you'll be slaying all the other stations that you should not be slaying.
As
you
always.
Are number one. Good work out of you.
By the way, if you want to see some of these pets that are – these dogs that are up for adoption, they're on our social page, 1210 WPHT on Twitter, and I think we're putting them up on the Facebook page as well, so you can see them. Also, if you're on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, stay there because we will have the dogs up there. Dawn has Rusty in her. I mean, come on. We need
Dawn
to get Rusty adopted.
Dawn is treating Rusty better than Elon treated Trump yesterday. It's not even up for debate. Dawn Stensland, dare I ask what you have lined up for these next 2 hours?
So we're going to talk. Is my mic on?
Yes,
it is now.
Okay.
There we go.
So we're going to talk to Sarah Smith at Brandywine Valley SPCA. Mm-hmm. She'll walk us through so you'll meet all of our adoptables, and we hope you consider giving one of these beauties a new home, because look at how calm and just so calm, just sitting. I mean, this is like the sweetest, soulful dog. This is Rusty. So you'll meet the doggies. But in between, we'll talk about the dog fight, you know, that everybody's talking about yesterday. We'll update that one for you, and we'll update everything that's going on locally, nationally. We got it all covered. Don't worry. It's D-Day. It's June 6th. A lot of tributes, military. Did you know it's Michael Strange? You know our friend Charlie Strange?
Yes. Yep.
It's Michael Strange's birthday today, birthday in heaven, when we think about Afghanistan. So we'll have our military tributes as well. But we got it all covered. It's a special edition.
I'm being shamed into getting.
Look at how sweet.
You should be.
No, I get it.
All of these dogs and puppies.
I get it. No, I understand. I can't.
The semi-goatee he's got. He's like Ra's al Ghul in The Dark Knight.
So we're going to bring forth the love.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fighting, a lot of divisiveness, but this is all about the love.
By the way, we have a winner for the movie contest. Bill Amonco. Bill, you there?
I am. A great show, as always.
Thank you, Bill. What's the movie we played?
It is Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
The Wrath of Khan. Good job. You're going to see Ringo Starr and his all-star band at the Mann Music Center on June 15th. Tickets courtesy of Ticketmaster.com. Bill and Monco, you know, Monco's not that far from you. Why are you not here? I'm going to shame you.
I came from Montgomery County.
I'm kind of way out of the starting gate this morning.
Okay. All right.
Well, here's what I'll do, Bill. I'll bring one home with me. I'll swing by your house.
There you go. Yeah, and I'll stop by your house and pick it up. Him or her.
There's plenty of dogs out for adoption right now. Brandywine Valley SPCA. Please make sure you stop by. We need this right now. I'm just surrounded by puppies. It's like heaven right now.
Great.
It's
great stuff,
there
Bill.
You
thank you very much, buddy.
There's Troy, the engineer with the
little
with the
puppy.
Yep.
Are you gonna bring him home?
Possibly.
Possibly. So the puppy looks like maybe a little bit of Dalmatian, a little bit of Lab.
Yeah.
I mean, these are beautiful, beautiful doggies. Most of them are puppies. Rusty's a little bit older.
Yep.
But so Rusty is for somebody maybe who doesn't want to go through all the training. But look at Rusty. He's just like so calm.
Yeah, he is.
What are you guys waiting for? Come on out.
You could take Rusty to work with you every day.
Come on out to Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike, Westchester, PA. We're right out front. You can't miss us. The Brandywine Valley SPCA has a tent right next to us with all these puppies. We need you out here right now. I will torture the audience.
Yes.
I will.
And for the record, Greg and I will both be out here again for another 2 hours with Dawn.
Yes.
So technically, Kale & Company ends. The Dawn Show starts. But we're not leaving. So
no.
Greg still has 2 hours left to threaten you and guilt.
Threaten.
It's a special edition. So we're all here because we're here in the spirit of finding forever homes these beautiful dogs, for these beautiful animals. Please come out.
Look at this.
Meet them. Greg, fall in love.
Stalker is showing more affection for that animal right now than he has you and I for 3 years.
I love, I hate humans. I love dogs. I love dogs.
Oh, Greg Stalker.
Just the sweetest things.
I love Greg Stalker. He doesn't suck. Oh, bring me home.
Brandywine Valley SPCA, please come out and be generous. All the people in the YouTube chat that are commenting, like, what are you doing? Come down, get in your cars, and come down here. Like seriously,
come on.
We give you all this entertainment. Let's go.
Do.
Now they'd rather fact check you and correct my grammar as opposed to actually getting out and doing something.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can live in your chat box. But just remember, if you want me in a wig, somebody's got to pick one up.
Yeah. Here's the wig, too, by the
That's
way.
That's right.
Here's the wig. It's pretty funny, you guys.
Tuna Fang on
YouTube.
Oh, a $50 donation for you?
I'm going to need this thing Febreze, by the way.
All right, $50 donation. All right, yes.
$50 gets it on right now?
$50 donation will get it on right now.
If I see the transaction occur, when we come back from our next break, this thing will be on.
What are you saying then? All right, never mind.
Don't listen to Forsyth.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHG. Look at all these dogs. Come on.
Look how sweet.
Yep, get on out here.
Look at the puppies playing over with the toys over here.
Yep.
Come on, you guys. You gotta adopt a dog.
Let me ask a question here because I don't know how this technically would work. If somebody wants to adopt but can't get out of work between now and noon,
that's a great question.
One of these dogs be picked up at 1:15?
Yes, we can.
We will find out from Sarah. She's got all the deets for us.
Yes. Okay. All right, we should take a break and come back with the Dawn Show.
Yes, the Dawn Show is up next.
Don't go anywhere.
On Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.